Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/team. Again, that's linkedin.com/team and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Daily.
All right, everybody. It's a Tuesday, and we are incredibly excited for the guests that Andrew got on with us today. Delvin Bro, senior, former Saint, current CFL All-Pro cornerback, is joining us. Delvin, sir, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Glad to be here.
How's quarantine life? How are you surviving?
Oh, man, I'm making it, man. I'm just making sure I have my water, you know, so I can replenish my HydroGuard, you know, when I'm working on stuff and spending time with my son. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, Delvin, we're glad that you're on, man. And I know it's been kind of uncertain times. So, you know, I know I appreciate you spending some time with us. I wanted to kind of get into it and go to the elephant in the room right away. And ask you just about kind of, you know, one thing that I would say has always impressed me about you, Delvin, is that I feel like on social media and just out in the community in New Orleans, fans have always loved you. And you've always been very approachable. And, you know, I think your experience with the Saints and what happened to you with your injury and the misdiagnosis, I think it would have been very easy for there to be bad blood, a lot of negativity in the social media. I think it would have been very easy for you to kind of paint the Saints in a really negative light, and you would have been justified in doing so. But that's never really been your thing. You've kind of always been respectful of the organization. It seems like things are good between y'all. So can you speak to that a little bit and kind of just give us a sense of how things are going and how your relationship with the city and the organization?
Oh yeah, man. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, about the situation with the Saints, man. And you know, I always tell them, man, I just didn't burn no bridge, you know, with those guys, man, because, you know, you never know what the future may hold, right? You know, so if I would have went in there bashing the Saints and, you know, being an asshole, I'm gonna be real, being an asshole, you know, then, you know, ain't no telling where what may happen in the future. So, you know, I just look at it as a mistake, man. It's a learned opportunity, man. People make mistakes, man. And, you know, whatever the situation, you know, was, man, then it is what it is, man. And I just, you know, I just pray to God, man, and God just guide me, you know. So, you know, the situation happened, man, and I can't, you know, I can't say nothing about it, you know. So, it is what it is. And, you know, I just move on and make the best of my situation moving forward.
You know, Andrew, I was going to ask him, what should I trust more, my homemade mask that I go to Walmart with or the Saints doctors? But Delvin, unlike me, he takes the high road. So I know he's not going to say anything negative. But Delvin, the one thing I did want to say about the doctors, and Andrew, you remember this, is I think that was a turning point for Saints fans. And that, you know, most fans, whatever the team says, the fans are like, hey, the player needs to play. But I think, Andrew, because Delvin was a local kid and we loved him and he was one of the shining lights of the 2015 team, we were like, why are you treating Delvin? What's going on? Like, why are you screwing right. this up? And I think it was right. because you were local.
Right.
Fans were really behind you and we wanted you to pull through. And I think if you right. wouldn't have been a local kid, it would have been like whatever, you know, with the doctors. But because you were local and we loved you and your story, people were really more so questioning the Saints about what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And you know that man, you know, it's crazy, man, because my boy K. Lou, man, Keenan Lewis, man, we were talking in the treatment room one day, and you know, he was just being a big brother to me, man, just mentoring me, letting me know how the business worked, you know, because, you know, it's my first time in the big industry as far as being a professional athlete. You know, you're at the top of the top, and this business is very different. I didn't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I knew it was tricky and it's political and all that, but I didn't know it was like this. And, you know, he was just telling me how the business is and how it worked, man, how the injuries, they want you to play through injuries. And he was like, man, whenever you hurt, say you're hurt and go get your treatment, bro. Don't sit up here and just ride it out because they want you to ride it out, man. I know it's a business, but take care of yourself first, man. And that went with me. I was like, all right, man, I ain't going to never let that happen to me. And look what happened, man. 2 years, you know, it happened to me, man. And I was like, man, this has to get out, man. Somebody has to know what the hell is going on in here. Because ain't no damn way, you know, I get cut from your error, your mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Until this day, you know, I don't even question it. I don't think about it, man, because I'm doing well in life, man. You know, I love my life, man. Maybe this is the road I needed to go, man, to see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, man, because my life is beautiful, man, and it's awesome.
Well, you know, again, going back to that point, I think it would have been very easy for you to be more vocal. I mean, let's be honest, Keenan Lewis was very vocal in the media, and you know, there's some other Saints players on that 2015 team, Junior Gallette, etc. But you you've always been positive, and so I think again, I think a lot of Saints fans side with you because of your approach. But let's talk about you now. I mean, so I don't think a lot of, I mean, man, 2015, 2017, when you think about Rob Ryan and Jairus Byrd and that whole era, it feels like a decade ago, you know, but it was really not that long ago.
Right?
You're only 30 years old and you're still playing in the CFL at a very high level. You're the highest paid corner in the league.
Yeah.
Tell us how you're doing now. And at 30 years old, are you looking to get back into the NFL? Are you kind of, what's the next step for you?
Oh, man, you know what, man? I'm taking it one day at a time, man. You know, I take life one day at a time, man. I just enjoy the moments, you know, the fresh breath air, man, every day, man, you know. So I don't rush, man, but you know, I'm jumping into the entrepreneur field, man. I'm doing more of the entrepreneur thing, want to travel, want to do blogging and do stuff like that, man. Mm-hmm. And this situation with the coronavirus, you know, opened my eyes to that. You know, football ain't in the question anymore. So what does Delvin Bro has to do next? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm working on, man. So I have a brand that I'm working on with Bro Show Clothing Line. I'm working on, man. So I'm doing that, doing pretty well in that. For 2 days, I just started making shirts in 2 days, man. I made my first couple of sales, man. Shipments going out. So I'm pretty stoked about that, man. My team are pretty stoked about that. Football, man, you know, football is whenever football happened, man. I don't know, man. Just I'm training. I'm working my behind off, man. So whenever I do get the opportunity, whenever they lift us up from with the lockdown and stuff, we can go, you know, to Canada and play, man. And, you know, wherever the future holds, man, I'm going to let God take me there, man. And, you know, right now I'm just focusing on my business, building my brand, and being able to get out in the community and, you know, just stay active.
You know, Delvin, as we're talking to you, I remember Kat Terrell. She works for The Athletic, but she was working at the TimeSpeak unit at the time in 2015. And me and Andrew had her on the podcast. And the Saints, look, the defense, they got rid of Rob Ryan in the middle of the year. It was a mess. They had Junior Gallette, who they ended up getting rid of. So it was a mess. And she was – and she – I can remember her saying this to us. She's like, it may be chaos with the Saints defense, and they may be struggling. But I have never in my life seen a person as happy as Delvin Bro is to come to work every single day. And it struck me just because, you know, your story, you got injured in high school. They had to cut your jersey off. It looked like it was going to be potentially paralysis and that sort of thing. So how did that sort of career incident, accident in high school affect your outlook, not only on football, but on going life forward?
Oh, man, that is a great question. The injuries, man, it's tough, man. You got to, like my dad said, man, it's no pain, no gain, man. And, you know, he said, in order to be the best, man, you have to outwork everybody, man, just because you're starting back from the bottom again with those injuries. You know, you have to start back from the bottom, and you have to use this energy, this motivation, you know, this fuel, add this fuel to your fire, you know, so whenever you do step out on the football field, you're dominating. You know what I'm saying? When you do walk into the facility, you're smiling. You're happy because you know you prepared yourself for this moment. So why go to work miserable, man? Why go to work, you know, mad, man? You know, man, go to work knowing that you're going to dominate today. Whatever today has to offer, I'm going to dominate it. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face, man. Ain't nothing like it, man. You know, dominating and smiling, man. People are going to think you're crazy. Like, what? You know, like, man, this dude is killing, but he's smiling at the same time. Like, it's easy. You know, and that's how I live it, man. You know, I live every day with a smile on my face, you know, just because you never know what others may be going through as well, man. You know, just to see a smile, you know, somebody has great energy, that, you know, that means a lot. So I just try to keep that, you know, with me at all times, man. Smile on my face no matter what, you know, what type of day I'm having or whatever, because somebody can be having their worst, you know, so.
Well, I've always noticed that about you, Delvin, and I think that's one of the reasons you were a fan favorite. Have you always been that way, though? I mean, did the injury in high school kind of change your outlook on life and your perspective, or is this kind of just how Delvin Bro has always been?
Yes. No, man. You know what, man? When I broke my neck, I was bad before my neck injury, but I knew I had some, you know, some demons, you know, following me, man. You know, I wasn't no bad guys, what I mean by that, like no shootouts and nothing like that. No, I was just like a little badass kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we'd go to the store, I steal stuff out the store. Like, you know, I talk back to my mom or like, you know, they say do the dishes, I like wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like that, what I mean by like demons would say, like, I was just always this badass kid. I always would get in trouble, you know, and it was like trouble would always find me. It's crazy. Now, when I broke my neck, I'm like, man, maybe that's God sending me a sign. It's like, man, I got to stop all this, you know, because this can lead to something. You know, as the older I get, I'm stealing. I'm going to jail. Oh, I'm not just, you know, going to get a butt whooping or get talked up by my mom. I'm actually going to jail. So I got to stop. So when I broke my neck, man, that made me realize, like, man, you could have been dead. Man, let's stop all this foolishness. Get on track. Let's look at life different now. Let's see it in a positive way now. Let's see how this worked for you, man. I just was gone, man. Like that. I love this feeling, man. I love it. I love this positive feeling, man. Even when people come negative, man, they bring negative energy to me, man. You know what? I just try to flip it and make it positive, man. I don't know how. I don't know. I end off a conversation, you know, saying God bless to somebody, even if they come off to me negative, man. So I don't know. I just got to that point where I just look at life as a whole, not just a positive. I just look at everything as positive, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, Delvin, I remember when you did the workout, when you decided in 2015 that you were going to, the NFL team showed interest in you and you did a workout. Am I correct in remembering it that when you worked out, the Saints Sean Payton said it was the best defensive back workout he had ever seen, and the Patriots and Saints were both fighting over you to sign?
No, it was actually San Francisco 49ers, man. San Francisco 49ers and Denver Broncos and the Saints. Yes, it was those three teams, man. And you know where I wanted to be, man. I wanted to be a leader nation, man. I couldn't go nowhere else, man. You know, like, Denver was really making a push. Denver was like, man, look, we're throwing this a little extra. You know, we'll even take – man, look. But you cannot stop where my heart wanted to be. You know, my heart wanted to be home. My heart – I always wanted to play for my hometown team. I always envisioned myself wearing a black and gold uniform. But not number 40, though, man. And I still going to pick a bum with my equipment managers back over there. Hey, bum. I appreciate you putting me in that number 40, man. I try to make it the best I can, man. But Jesus Christ, man. So, no, man. But, you know, it's awesome, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. So,
Delvin, tell us just your time with the Saints. I mean, the injury aside, from 2015, 2016, obviously those seasons at 7-9, things didn't go as well as you had hoped. But you personally, I mean, you really, in a short amount of time, kind of made a name for yourself and really developed into a solid starting cornerback in the league. And even going into 2016 before your leg injury, I mean, a lot of people were saying that you were a top 10 cover corner in the NFL. I'm curious, though, when you look back on that experience, and so much was said of, you know, kind of the locker room turmoil with the personalities, and the Saints did a lot of things to change the culture inside the locker room. From your perspective, was it as bad as people said?
No, man. The locker room was actually, man, it was great, man. You know, I met a lot of great guys during that tenure, man. You know, the guys like Darius Byrd and man, Keenan Lewis, man, those guys were awesome, man. I just don't know where it went wrong on the field, man. I mean, yes, we were put in situations, but, man, at the end of the day, as football players, man, we have to play. Sometimes we have to help the coach out. You dig? We have to help the coach out sometimes, dog, because coaches don't make all the calls. It's the players on the field have to make the coach look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain play calls a coach may call, he may think this is the best scenario, best call for this best scenario. We have to go make it happen. There's no magic in the defense. There's no magic. We, as 11 players on the field, have to make this play work. You know, and we wasn't really doing that enough. I ain't gonna sugarcoat you, man. We wasn't really doing that enough, man. You know, everybody was with egos and guys want to be, you know, oh, I'm getting paid this. I don't want to play this because he getting paid. Man, I don't want to hear that. Yes, it was frustrating, but it was, you know, it was a good thing because it was about brotherhood at the end of the day for me. You know, I can't speak for everybody, but it was about brotherhood. Me just being in a locker room with Drew Brees and Roman Harper and Jarius Byrd, and, you know, guys like that, man, and Cam Jordan, man, that was more big for me than anything, man. So, like I said, man, we just wasn't gelling, man. We just ain't gelled those 7-9 seasons, man. And like I said, and y'all notice I ain't talk about me and my stats, man, because it ain't about me at the end of the day. It was about a team. I'm a team guy, man. I put the team first. You know, those stats were cool. I was the guy, whatever. But I wanted to win, man. You did not know how bad when I went home. I was crying at home after games because how bad I wanted to win. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, man, I wanted to win so bad. I used to go home and cry. I used to watch the game and cry and be like, man, what did we go wrong? You know, like, that's how much passion is, man, how much drive I have for the game to be losing, to be 7-9, man. I didn't like it, but I always had to keep a smile on my face. I always had to go to work happy. I always had to go to work like, man, you know what? I'm going to do my job. Because if I do my job, then maybe the next person going to see me doing my job, then they're going to do their job. You know what I'm saying? So as long as I keep this good energy up, maybe we all can feed off it. You can tell some games, man, like the Jacksonville Jaguars game, man. Man, we look like a dominant team out there, man. We look like a defense that played a game. This is how we play. I would guarantee that was our best performance that year. Jacksonville Jaguars 2015. That was our best performance that year. On defense-wise. I'm talking about defensively. We ain't have that many mental errors. I mean, yeah, guys got beat, but, I mean, that's part of the game. You're going to get beat. But I would say that was probably our best game as a defense, if you go back and watch. So, yeah, man, 79 sucked, man. You know, I did well, but it wasn't about me at the end of the day, man. It's a team game, and I'm always put the team first.
Yeah, I remember that game. I was towards the end of the season and in the Superdome, and I remember that one. That was a good one against the Jaguars. And yeah, Delvin, I guess, I'm curious too, and I think you spent some time in training camp with Marcus Williams and Lattimore, and they were rookies in 2017, your last year with the Saints. And now, you know, looking now, this is the Saints have a decision to make on these guys. You've got the draft coming up in a couple days, and they have a decision to make on these defensive backs about, and they can't pay everybody, right? You've got Kamara, you've got Ramczyk, you've got all these different players, and you've got to make a decision business-wise on which one are more important to team success moving forward. So I guess, you know, I would ask you the question based on your time with Marcus Williams and Marshawn Lattimore. They've been very successful players for the Saints. Do they show enough in terms of work habit and those things where you think the Saints should re-sign them?
Of course, man. I took them two young savages in with me, man, and them boys be working, man. You know, those guys definitely worth the big top dollar, man. Both of those guys, man. Like I said, man, I don't do nothing but show love to those guys, man. Those guys are, you know, the next upcoming superstars in the league, man. And yes, those guys definitely deserve the payday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest coaches' leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search.
match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delvin, the one thing that I want to ask you is, as a defensive back, you know, it's the draft on Thursday and everybody's, a corner needs this and a corner needs that, and it's experts. But as a guy who plays the position at a high level, what's the one physical trait that a corner, they better have it or they are not going to make it? And what's the number one mental trait that they need?
You just said it. Your mental, that's it. If you don't have no great mentor, if you don't have that short-term memory, man, you don't need to be playing cornerback. That's all. You just answered the question. It's mental. If you don't have no short-term memory as a cornerback, you don't even need to play. Go play receiver, man. That's it. You have to have a short-term memory. You don't have no short-term memory, you don't need to play cornerback.
Does it feel like psychologically, Delvin, did you play any baseball as a kid?
Listen to this story, man. I played one baseball game. I was playing for Harrell Rams uptown. We was playing at Goretti at the time. And I went up there and I struck out, man. It sucked. It really did. It sucked. It sucked at the place, striking out. And my dad looked at me. He shook his head. He was like, son, it's just going to be track and football from here on out. Oh, damn, man. You can't even give me a chance. So it's bad baseball. No, man. I suck at baseball.
That wasn't your sport. Well, the reason I ask is, the mentality you talk about is what baseball, you know, they say that about a closer. You know, the closer comes in the ninth inning and he's got to get three outs. And it's very much like, hey, you might give up a home run, but you're the closer the next night and you got to go back out and do it again. And so it's that mentality, the parallel is there for a corner is really, it's just you're going to get beat and you've got to be able to get up and go back the next play like it didn't happen.
That's too gone. Yes, sir. Short-term memory, baby. You got to have that first to be a corner. You have to have short-term memory. Got to.
What's the hardest receiver that you went against in the NFL, and who's the hardest receiver in the CFL to defend for you?
I would say the NFL. I'm always giving it to him. Julio Jones, man, by far, man. Yeah, I'm tired of saying this guy's name, man. He's amazing, man. Like, this guy, man. Like, yesterday, man, you know what's crazy? Yesterday, I was watching a game against Atlanta was playing against the Cardinals, I believe.
Yeah.
And he, man, made a crack block on a linebacker, man. Number 11, Julio Jones made a crack back on the linebacker and pancaked him, bro. And I was like, I remember that. I know this guy can block. This guy was going hard every chance he got, man, running his routes hard. He come and block. Even his own run plays, he's blocking you. Like, no matter what, man, this guy, man, he's for real. And number 11, man, Julio Jones from Atlanta Falcons, man, he's the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT. He's the most challenging receiver I ever faced, man. by far.
I have to
and
say.
And in the CFL, it's football, man. You just play football, you know. I ain't really, you know, it's football.
I expect that at the top paid corner in the CFL to be like, nah, man. Nobody.
Yeah, humbly. Look, but listen to me now. Humbly saying. And, you know, because they have some great guys up there now. They have some great ball players up there, man. You know, they have some real great ball players. But I just know my skills and I know my talent. You know, I'm confident in saying that, you know. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Devin, do you think right now, your current abilities, are you a better player than you were in 2015?
Of course, man, because I learned a lot, man. My game has been, man, I done polished my game so much, man. Like in the CFL, that's why I say, you know what I'm saying? My game is so polished. I'm like, I'm still at the top. I really think I can play in the NFL again. I really believe that, you know, especially the way the rules and the way the game is, you know, changing. Man, I can play another 3 years in the NFL, man. You know, and I'm just being patient, though. And that's just me and my gut feeling and me praying to God and, you know, believing in myself and having faith. I really believe, you know, if given another chance to play in the NFL, man, I would go dominate it, man. You know, at 34 years old, just because of me being polished. I already know the game. I know exactly what to expect. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going in already ahead of the game. I already know what I'm going into. So yeah. I'm going to be already ahead of the game. All I got to do is just go learn the coverages and let's play ball, you know?
Delvin, I got to say, I'm on your site, so, Bro Show. These shirts are fire. The Bro Show 24 shirts are fire.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, boss.
Well, you got to tell everybody the website, Ralph.
Yeah, broshow.com, BREAUXSHOW.com, broshow.com. Go there. Click on the store link, and you can get cool ass shirts. I'll tell you. Final question for me, Delvin, is they are saying that Louisiana may have players from all nine Division I schools drafted, and I know. Look, you were going to be a top guy. You were going to be part of DBU at LSU before you got injured in high school. Mm-hmm. What makes Louisiana football different? Because it's not a big state, right? We shouldn't be churning out per capita the amount of players we do. What makes Louisiana football players different that they succeed at such a high level? More so than other states,
man. You know what? I would say that hunger. You know that hunger we have down here, because, you know, when people make it out of New Orleans, that's an honor. That's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? So all this energy we're building up as kids growing up around, you know, killings and violence and stuff like that, we channel that energy. You know, and then some kids who don't have parents growing up, mom, dad, so we channel all that energy and we put that towards something like football so we could go out there and we can let this energy out. And that what makes us so powerful. You know, I just think every guy from Louisiana, and I, not just Louisiana, but I particularly say New Orleans because, man, I see it. I've played in it. I know guys, you know, man, I've known guys that are savages on the football field but couldn't make it in life because they didn't use their energy to transfer that into the real world. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just kept their energy there and they just stuck in New Orleans or Louisiana. But, man, you have to take that energy you have, man, and channel that to the real world, and the real world being college and going to the pros. And, you know, you're taking that and you running with it, man. You know, you go out there and you be the best. You stick out like a sore thumb because you know where you came from. You know what you've been through. And, man, that's why I say I think Louisiana have the best athletes in the world, man, just because of that drive, just because we know it's tough to get out of here. We know it's tough. And we can say that for any other state or any other city, but I know this personally because I'm from here. I was born around here. So I only can speak for this. So, yeah, man, it's just the energy we channel, man. I just think New Orleans, you know, particularly, man, Louisiana, you know, we have some great athletes, man. I think we're the best.
Yeah. Guy, Delvin, thanks for joining us. Once again, guys, go to broshow.com. awesome shirts, awesome apparel. Be able to follow Delvin. Delvin, before we get out of here, give them your Twitter handle so people can find you on social media.
Yep, so I got my Twitter handle at BroShow24, and I got my Instagram. You can follow me at BroShow40, and that's it, man.
All right. Thanks to Delvin, bro. Guys, thanks for supporting the show. Consider becoming a patron so we can do more awesome shows like this. Guys, we will see you again tomorrow.